Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kia ora koutou, ko William Ray aho. Hello there, it's been a while since anything's appeared in this feed. I know it's always too long between seasons. I'm constantly getting emails harassing me. When's more Black Sheep coming out? Well, it's coming out soon. And if you've been following this feed, you already know I was busy last year working on the Aotearoa History Show with my co-host Marnie Dunlop, and that kept me away from Black Sheep. But it was totally worth it because it threw up a whole bunch of new Black Sheep characters to look into. Like, if you listen to that episode about the Native Land Court, which I put in this feed, you might remember we mentioned a guy called Frederick Manning and how he made a bunch of super racist statements in his career as a Native Land Court judge. And we decided we had to look into Manning a bit more. And it turns out he's a super interesting guy. Like, he was one of the very first Pākehā to settle in Hokianga. He married a Ngāpuhi woman. He had a bunch of kids, got up to all kinds of crazy antics. Like, he fought in the Northern War, wrote this really colourful book about his early life. And then he takes this radical turn in his personality and becomes just incredibly bitter and twisted, gets in fights with all sorts of people, big fights with Governor Gray, actually. And he falls out big time with all his Māori relatives up north, so yeah, it's a weird one. We'll get into it. We're also finally telling a story that I've been wanting to do for years. Charles Mackie, the former mayor of Whanganui, who was jailed in 1920 after he shot and very nearly killed a man who was trying to out him as homosexual, sort of a blackmail type situation. I find this one really interesting because it's a little window into queer history, which is not something we've been able to do too much in Black Sheep. But it turns out, like, early 20th century attitudes to sexuality is way more complicated than you might first think. And this case, it goes off in all kinds of weird tangents and directions. So that's actually going to be our first story up. You'll hear about that very soon. And I've got to say, thanks to a listener who recommended I look into Victor Penny. This is one of those stories that I'm just shocked more people don't know about. I'm shocked I hadn't heard about it before then. This guy was supposedly playing around with advanced electronics in the 1930s, and he sparked this huge drama after he was attacked in the street, and there were rumours that the Nazis were after him because they were trying to steal blueprints for a death ray that he'd developed, which sounds crazy, but then you find out actually the government, turns out, took him really seriously, set him up in a secret lab, gave him tons of money and help to try and develop whatever he was developing. It's still kind of weird and secret. I thought this was all bogus to start off with, but it turns out there's kind of something to it. I don't want to get too into it because I'll spoil stuff. Anyway, all this to say, Black Sheep, it's coming back very soon. Our first episode is scheduled for release on Friday, May 26th. So that's next week. And I'll see you all then. Noho ora mai.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.